Here is the news read by Ayish Mbile. In our top stories, Team Cameroon is gunning for tickets to the finals in the men's and women's 100-meter series at the ongoing African Athletics Championship in Douala. Cameroon and South Africa explore possibilities of using local materials in road construction, and more states and schools in the U.S. want to ban phones in schools as students struggle to socialize and face mental health issues. Good afternoon. We take you right away to Douala, where Nigeria is currently topping the medal table at the ongoing African Athletics Championship in Douala, having picked up 2 gold medals from 3 finals. The medals were won in the men's shot put by Enekwechi Chukwe Ebuka and in the men's discus final by Ashley Anumba. Meanwhile, 4 Cameroonian athletes, including sprinter Emmanuel Iseme, have booked their places in the semi-finals of the men's and women's 100-meter series, giving host Cameroon a great chance to win a medal in this category. Details with CRTV's special envoy to the event, Marcel Foche.
Nigeria has so far dominated the championships by clinching the first 2 gold medals that were up for grabs. Ashley Anumba, who led a Nigerian podium sweep in the women's discus final, produced a last-round effort of 59.30 meters to strike gold ahead of her compatriot Obiageri Amechi and Chioma Onyekwere. Anumba expressed delight at winning gold in her first appearance in the competition.
This is my first time. I am very proud of myself for overcoming what I have in the past few days, because it hasn't been easy. So I'm very proud. I'm so happy for myself. I think at the end of the day, I threw my best.
Nigeria's domination was propelled by Enekwechi Chukwu Ebuka, who picked up the competition's first gold medal after throwing a record 21.22 meters in the men's shot put. Nora Atimoni's loss in the women's discus final was made light for host Cameroon by the qualification of Olympic medal hopeful Emmanuel Iseme to the semi-final of the men's 100-meter series, where he is joined by Rafael Kangele. In the women's category, Mikael Teclair and Kole Etame both clinched a semi-final berth, thereby boosting Cameroon's chances of winning a medal in this category. The competition that doubles as a qualifying tournament for the Paris Olympic Games this summer offers athletes a great opportunity to book their place in Paris. Miranda Cotier is the defending champion in the women's 400-meter race.
I'm excited to go to the semifinals, but my goals are actually to qualify for Olympics, and I'm defending my title, so I'm also looking forward to that.
The day will conclude with finals in the men's and women's 100-meter series, men's long jump and women's 10,000-meter race. Brisson, Marcel Fauchier at the 23rd African Athletics Championships in Douala.
And in more sports news, the 2024 National Cycling Championship will begin tomorrow in Yaounde, with cyclists to compete in 3 categories of the race. The cyclists to take part in the senior category will cover a distance of 158 kilometers. Those in the junior category will cover the distance of 110 kilometers, while the women will cover 82 kilometers. The race will cover the Nomayos, Ngumuakono, and Gomejap stretch. According to the Cameroon Cycling Federation, the competition is aimed at keeping the cyclist fit ahead of the 24th edition of the Chantal Biya International Cycling Tour that will begin on the 1st of October in the country. In more news, the Minister of Public Works has called on public works researchers to explore the possibility of using local materials in road construction. Minister Emmanuel Nganunjumesi was speaking last night in Yaounde at the end of a 3-day scientific conference on soil stabilization and sustainable road maintenance in Cameroon using local materials. The South African experience on the use of local materials for road stabilization was shared during the conference by researchers from the South African Council for Scientific and Industrial Research. With more on the outcomes of the meeting, here is Minister Emmanuel Nganunjumesi in an excerpt of an interview selected by Patience Wingo.
We are looking for a solution for our health route to be well maintained and to last. Those experts have come to discuss with us as far as our difficulties are concerned. How can we behave to use our local material to maintain our route? They have made some proposal. We will continue working. We have taken already one example, the Puzzleland. How can we be using our Puzzleland to construct and to maintain our route? So the lab exam will continue, and in 3 months' time, we will have the formula.
Minister Emmanuel Ngannou Njumesi, Minister of Public Works. Cameroon joins the world tomorrow to observe the 2024 edition of the International Widows Day. The day will be commemorated around the theme, Accelerating the Achievement of Gender Equality, one which highlights the challenges faced by women, especially after the death of their husbands, considering that in many societies like ours, the identity of women is always attached to their partners, and once they are gone, the spouse is left alone and her troubles become invisible to the rest of society. In the meantime, actions have also multiplied and multiplied by the government to reduce the sufferings of widows across the country. Economic and social assistance, as well as constant sensitization on the rights of widows, have contributed greatly to restore their dignity. Vanessa Wudna Sinamu tells us more.
Women empowerment meetings like workshops, conferences, capacity building and seminars have over the years been very instrumental in restoring the pride of widows. They who are often rejected, exploited and abused mostly have just their eyes to cry in the face of these societal realities after the demise of their spouses. Helping them to become financially independent through economic and social assistance has for long been tested and proven to be the pathway to the widow's freedom. The stigmatization and repudiation looks, including the cultural burden through traditional rites and norms usually imposed on widows, are gradually disappearing from the Cameroonian society thanks to re-echoed sensitization on the rights of these vulnerable persons to life and well-being despite their current plight. This is a struggle which officials of the Ministry of Women's Empowerment and the Family believe should be led by all in order for widows to achieve sustainable livelihoods and their full potential.
Vanessa Woodnong reporting, and this is CRTV News. Onto this press release from the National Commission for the Promotion of Bilingualism and Multiculturalism. It reads, the President of the National Commission for the Promotion of Bilingualism and Multiculturalism, His Excellency Peter Mafani Musonge, is dispatching members of the Commission for a field mission to monitor and evaluate the effective practice of bilingualism in interactions at international airports and seaports in Cameroon. The one-week mission, which starts on Sunday, 23rd June 2024, will end on Saturday, 29th June 2024. Members of the Bilingualism Commission, who are constituted in separate teams, will visit the Yaounde in Simalen, Douala and Garoua International Airports, as well as the Douala, Kribi and Limbe Autonomous Ports. The choice of the structures to be visited is informed by the fact that the airports and seaports are gateways into and out of the country, with a heavy flow of traffic and interactions of people, goods and services. The NCPBM believes that if the 2019 law on the promotion of official languages in Cameroon is fully adhered to at the ports, the bilingual character of the country will be showcased and the attractiveness of those structures to their clients will be enhanced. The current mission is one of the major activities in the 2024 action plan of the commission, which was approved by the presidency of the republic, and it is signed for the president of the commission and by delegation the secretary general Dr. Chia Safo Cornelius. In more news, the sixth edition of the Cameroon Students and Talents Contest has ended in Douala with the award of prizes including trophies and cash to students who competed in various domains. The award night was presided over by the Secretary General in the Ministry of Higher Education, Professor Wilfred Ngapsa, who represented the Minister of State, Minister of Higher Education. Details with you, Scholar Maloke.
One of the innovations of the 6th edition of the Cameroon Students Ingenuity and Talent Contest was a competition on startups and prototype challenges. The domains included literal and artistic creations, science and technology, agriculture, breeding and agri-food industry, sciences, technologies, humanity and digital arts. During the awards night, competitors were awarded in their domains. Students from the University of Boya won in the domain of literal and artistic creation. Arnold Ayo Agbo is one of them.
Not really easy. All these other universities brought students who are equally brilliant and talented. We have to work extra hard perfecting our craft. So we're really happy that all our hard work paid off.
Meanwhile, students from the Institute of Computer Sciences, EIE, won the prize for technology and digital arts. Wafo Jeski Ozon is one of the students.
We won the first prize on our project, which is an app called Boa Beauty. Boa Beauty is an app which permits you to pass on commands and services for beauty, medical, facial, healthcare, and etc. being at home, and you have the service personally.
Closing the event, which was also marked by a roundtable discussion on how banks can help the university students and young graduates grow their enterprises, Professor Wilfred Gapsa, representing the Minister of State, Minister of Higher Education, congratulated all participating universities, especially the students, for yielding to the words of the head of state. Congratulatory letters were also delivered to members of the organizing committee as curtains drew on this new look edition of JITEC. Skola Maluke, CLTV News, Douala.
And back in Yaoundé, hundreds of young people from various backgrounds in the central region have carried out a peace walk denouncing vices such as hate speech, xenophobia, and cyber crime among communities. The walk that took place through some major streets in Yaoundé also brought together the National President of the Cameroon National Youth Council, Fadimatu Iyawa, among other personalities. For more, here is Irene Manti Ayonge from CRTV Center.
The peace walk by the youth took them through some major streets in the capital city, Yaoundé, to raise awareness on the detrimental effects of hate speech, cybercrime, and xenophobia to the Cameroonian youths. The walk was also a vibrant parade resonating with the message of unity and peace. They carried banners portraying messages promoting harmony, tolerance, and mutual respect among communities. By marching through the streets of Yaoundé, the youths then sent a clear message that these behaviors are unacceptable and harmful to the society. The walk was not only a demonstration against hate speech and cybercrime, but also a celebration of the youth's potential to drive positive change. Fadimatu Iyawa is the national president of the Cameroon National Youth Council.
The young people from the Cameroon National Youth Council, youth associations and youth movement, extracurricular youth also, the moto taxi men through their syndicate, they are all present to say that we are one and indivisible, saying no to hate speech, no to cybercrime, no to xenophobia, no to tribalism, no to discrimination, yes to peace, yes to one and indivisible Cameroon.
Emotional support was declared at the end of the walk to the Secretary General of the Central Governor's Office, Simon Ghislain Etsile, by the Cameroon National Youth Council President for the Central Region, Quentin Ambandiang Yumbi, against hate speech, cybercrime towards peace building through Youth Citizens Peace Walk. Irene Mantayonge, CRTV Center.
And in the Southwest, youths have also been told to make use of the opportunities offered by decentralization, biodiversity conservation, ICT, among others, to create employment and wealth for themselves and their community. The young people, most of them students of the University of Boya, attended a training program organized by a cultural initiative dubbed MEVIO, Cultural and Development Association, MEVCUDA. A ceremony to hand over certificates to the trainees took place yesterday at the University of Boya under the auspices of the National Coordinator of MEVCUDA, His Majesty Ndiko Fonderson Henry. And we have details of this story with Ngor Sophia Balemba from Boya.
The capacity building workshop organized by the MEVIO Cultural and Development Assembly, MEVCUDA, gave some youths in the Southwest region the privilege to understand some administrative procedures like the process of decentralization and acquisition of land titles, as well as societal issues like biodiversity conservation.
Chief Ndiko Fonderson Henry, I'm founder and national coordinator for the MEVCUDA project. The capacity building workshop provides the opportunity for the students to gain knowledge knowledge that is not within the school pedagogy. No, the message that we have is that of implementation. We are saying that they should implement that which they have learned.
Participants say the workshop has helped them better understand their society.
It will help us gain employment, help us teach others about what we learned.
The training was so amazing because it helped me acquire a lot of skills, knowledge to build capacity in several aspects in environmental conservation. It helped me acquire knowledge in IT and how to make money as a student. You don't necessarily have to leave my house. Meeting a lot of people from all the spheres of the government of Cameroon, they taught us how to acquire land, civic rights.
The award of certificates to some meritorious participants and other cultural displays crowned the event. Ngo Baleba, Sofia Ibi, CRTV, Boya.
And in more news, music bands from different military corps and the National Institute of Youth and Sports put up a spectacular show at the Yaounde Multipurpose Sports Complex last night in celebration of the 42nd World Music Day. The highly attended event, which brought together thousands of music lovers, was chaired by the Secretary of State at the Ministry of Defense in charge of ex-servicemen and war victims, Kumpa Issa. George Mwam with the highlights.
The mammoth crowd at the Yaounde Multipurpose Sports Complex in ecstasy as they are transported through music to all the cultural zones of Cameroon and beyond by different military bands and orchestras. Music bands from the National Gendarmerie, the Armed Forces, the General Delegation for National Security, Customs, the Ministry of Forestry and Wildlife, and from the National Institute of Youth and Sports take turns to mesmerize their audience with a rich repertoire of songs and rhythms from Cameroon and beyond. United in heart and spirit, the different military corps and the population explore the vital role and power of music in inspiring change and creating personal and collective memories. In line with this year's theme, Making Music, the different orchestras remake music from renowned artists in the likes of Mamangeya, Ndedi Dibango, Witty Minstrel, Father Kautal, and Coco Ajante. Under the watchful eye of the Secretary of State at the Ministry of Defense in charge of ex-servicemen and war victims, Kumpa Issa, accompanied by other top military and administrative officials, the military bands engaged the audience in over 3 hours of electrifying performances, earning in the process their unreserved applause and encouragements.
George Muam, we take you to the south, where musicians in the Ocean Division have been urged to get themselves enrolled at the Divisional Delegation of Arts and Culture for the Ocean Division and benefit from the law that protects their rights. The Ocean Divisional Delegate of Arts and Culture, Cleo Biong, was speaking in Kribi during a ceremony organized to commemorate the 42nd edition of World Music Day. Polikapati attended the ceremony and reports that it was an occasion for the musicians of the Ocean Division to showcase their works through dancing, staging, and singing. His report.
These melodies are resonating from the shores of the Atlantic Ocean in Kribi as the musicians of the division came together to celebrate the 42nd edition of World Music Day. In different styles, ranging from musical playbacks, singing, and dancing, the musicians demonstrated the role that music plays in the sociocultural development of every society.
Everything we do in this life, there is music in it. So music is the only thing that can portray the true feeling of a human.
While chairing the ceremony, the Delegate of Arts and Culture of the Ocean Division, Cleo Bion, commended the professionalism of the musicians and urged them to get themselves enrolled in associations and enjoyed the benefits that protect their rights. The musicians in the Ocean Division, on their part, promised to continue to use their talents to portray the cultural diversity of Cameroon across the globe through genres like R&B, Afrobeat, Makossa, Njang, Bikossi, and a host of others. Polycap Atie, CRTV News, Kribi.
Musicians in the Southwest region have, for their part, been reminded that the only way their music can break through in the global music industry is to remain creative and original in their works. The statement was made yesterday in Boya by several experts as the Southwest joined the rest of the world to celebrate World Music Day. Details with Claudia Tenney.
Several events were organized at different places to mark the World Music Day in Boya. At a music training center known as the Vocational Training Institute of Music and Animation, VITIMA, a cross-section of the population came there not only to celebrate and enjoy music, but also to understand how music is created, performed, and produced.
I am Peter Hitzler-Wotani of the Vocational Training Institute of Music and Animation, VTIMA. When we talk about musical industrialization, there is need for administration, there is need for economy, there is need for so many elements to be put together. That's the reason why training is the onset. Young Cameroonians, give them light. Some will find their own future in that industry.
Apart from the institution, the Delegation of Arts and Culture equally organized a musical event at the Boya Mountain Hotel.
I'm Madame Peter Doris Pierre, the Regional Delegate for Arts and Culture. The Minister of Arts and Culture has a vision to structure the artistic and cultural sector where at the subdivisional level they shall be represented with associations, and at the divisional level we shall have unions, and at the regional level we shall have guilds, and all of that will create a proper representation.
Music experts in the region are expecting that the government will continue to assist them to grow the music industry in Cameroon.
And in news out of the country, more states and schools across the U.S. are weighing on how to manage the growing dependency children have on their smartphones. New York and California, the two most populous U.S. states, are looking at new statewide policies on the issue. Earlier on this week, the governor of California called for a ban on smartphones in classrooms and said he will work with legislators on a policy, while his colleague of Indiana signed into law a classroom ban set to begin in autumn. The efforts mark the latest chapter in a long debate over policing smartphone use in schools, and comes amid a wave of concern about the mental health of youths considering the dramatic change in how they now socialize in the aftermath of the COVID-19 pandemic. And now to end the news, here once again are our top stories. Team Cameroon is gunning for tickets to the finals in the men's and women's 100 meters series at the ongoing African Athletics Championship in Douala, dominated on the medal chart by Nigeria. Cameroon and South Africa are exploring possibilities of using local materials in road construction in both the countries. And more states and schools in the U.S. want to ban phones in schools as students struggle to socialize and face mental health issues. Up next is the summary of the news in the French language with you, Fatime Bintou Akoum.
Bon après-midi. La journée internationale des veuves se célèbre demain, dimanche 23 juin. On dénombre à ce jour dans le monde près de 258 millions de veuves qui vivent dans la pauvreté, parfois victimes de violences physiques après le décès de leur mari. Au Cameroun, une veuve sur quatre déclare avoir subi le rejet de sa belle-famille et qui s'accapare parfois des biens de son défunt époux. La commémoration de la Journée internationale des veuves le 23 juin donne l'occasion de soutenir et d'encadrer les veuves dans la reconnaissance de leurs droits et la restauration de leur dignité. Les travaux du comité permanent des secrétaires à l'éducation catholique se sont achevés hier en Volier, Yaoundé. Les assises ont regroupé les 26 diocèses du Cameroun pendant trois jours. En clôturant la rencontre, le secrétaire général de la Conférence épiscopale nationale du Cameroun, Monseigneur Paul Niaga, a invité les écoles catholiques à cultiver davantage l'excellence et la formation intégrale de l'homme en tout temps et en tout lieu. Les travaux des comités techniques de l'association de gestion des ports de l'Afrique de l'Ouest et du Centre se sont achevés à Kribi, dans le Sud, sur un certain nombre de recommandations. Il s'est agi lors des travaux présidés par le ministre des Transports du Cameroun, Jean-Ernest Mastien-Angale-Bibéré, d'examiner la question de la compétitivité et de l'attractivité des ports de la côte ouest africaine. La fête de la musique a été célébrée hier vendredi 21 juin. Les créateurs des œuvres de l'esprit célèbrent leurs talents à travers le monde. Des concerts grand public organisés pour marquer l'événement. Quatre figures, le conseil militaire au Palais des Sports de Yaoundé, un événement organisé par l'armée camerounaise afin de valoriser cet art vecteur de paix. Le cocktail de rythme et sonorité était présidé par Kumpa Issa, le secrétaire d'État auprès du ministre de la Défense chargé des anciens combattants et victimes de guerre représentant personnel du ministre délégué à la présidence chargé de la défense, Joseph Betty Assomo. Et puis sport, les 23e champions d'Afrique d'athlétisme sont en cours à Douala. La Cameroun Athletic Team aligne les athlètes aux 100 mètres, dames et messieurs. Et puis cette note en sport, le championnat national de cyclisme édition 2024 se tient demain dimanche. Une compétition organisée par la Fédération camerounaise de cyclisme pour mettre en bonne condition physique les athlètes locaux en vue des échéances sportives internationales. C'était le condensé des nouvelles en langue française. Merci de nous écouter.